Part 5, The Sacrament of the Altar. The Nature of the Sacrament of the Altar. What is the Sacrament of the Altar? It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, given to us Christians under the bread and wine to eat and to drink, as it was instituted by Christ himself. Where is this written? The holy evangelists Matthew, Mark, Luke, and the Apostle Paul write in this way: Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The benefit of the sacrament of the altar. What is the benefit of this eating and drinking? The words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, show us that God gives forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation through the sacrament. For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. The power of the sacrament of the altar. How can eating and drinking do such wonderful things? Eating and drinking actually do nothing. It is the words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins which do this. These words together with the eating and drinking are the main part of the sacrament. Whoever believes these words has exactly what they say, forgiveness of sins. The proper reception of the sacrament of the altar. When is an individual properly prepared to receive the sacrament? Customs with eating and clothing are indeed a fine preparation. However, a person is truly worthy and well prepared who has faith in these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whoever does not believe these words or doubts them is unworthy and unprepared, for the words for you require nothing but believing hearts. 1 Corinthians 11:28-29. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.